Hey, this is Chris again, and I'm still setting up the Synology system. I want to get it right this time. So I couldn't do a lot over the last 1.5 days because the system was still meticulously turning around every single bit on all the 4 2-terabyte disks that I have in there. And it's finally finished doing that, and I won't have to do that anytime soon. From now on, everything is a bit faster. So, yeah, I've decided to, after playing with it for a day and exploring what is possible and what it does and what it doesn't do, I've decided to dump the volume that's on there right now, to pretty much recreate that storage volume from scratch. Not going to have to go through that long process again. So this time it's a quick volume creation. It's actually creating the file system right now. It's at 76% and should be done within the next 5 to 10 minutes. So fast enough, clearly fast enough for the creation. And then the reason I've recreated that is because this system allows me to do all sorts of different RAID levels, or the Synology hybrid RAID that I'm using right now. But this time I want a 2-disk fault tolerance. The old Drobo that I had, the new ones do that too, but the old one that I had didn't do that. And some of the data on that Drobo was data that was only on that Drobo. I know. I should have backups for that, but it was data that wouldn't have been devastating if I had lost it, and wouldn't have been threatening to my business or anything. So it's dispensable data, but still stuff that I'd like to keep around. So that's the reason why that 1-disk fault tolerance was a bit of an issue for me, because what happens when you upgrade a Drobo to a bigger system? Well, you pull a small disk and you insert a bigger disk. Now, in my case, I was replacing the 1-terabyte disks in there with 2-terabyte disks. So I pull a 1-terabyte disk, Drobo goes into this help, I'm dying mode, and tells me that something's wrong. I insert a 2-terabyte disk, and then it goes, oh, recreating system, and everything's fine, but only after several days, because the Drobo takes so long. At least the second gen Drobo took so long. And again, this one only had 1-disk fault tolerance. So I'm now recreating this entire volume on the Synology using 2-disk fault tolerance, so I can remove a disk, replace it with a bigger one, and it will still be totally safe, and no reason to have a headache or anything about that. So I'm in the process of that, is creating the file system. It's at 84% now. Again, 5 to 10 minutes. Probably more like 5 minutes, and it's going to be finished, and then I will set up different shared folders and a time machine volume, a time machine user, a specific one that I will then put a quota on, so that my time machine data won't grow till the disk is full. That was another problem with the Drobo, with the second gen Drobo. I don't know how the later models do that, but the second gen Drobo didn't allow me to create like separate users and things and quotas. So what happened is that the time machine backup would pretty much guaranteed fill up that drive till it was full. And that's what time machine does. It uses the drive, it uses the space it gets, and it keeps older versions of files, and the more drive you have, the more of these old versions it keeps. And I didn't want that. I want a limited space so that it forces time machine into deleting old stuff. I only need to be able to go back a month or two, maybe, not an entire year. That's not important for me. So, there you go. So this is my status at this moment. That's still creating the volume. And after that has finished, I will finally be able to do real world performance tests and stuff, and really get into geek mode. And, well, we'll see where this goes from here. So this was Chris again, reporting from my network attached storage installation. Take care.